did my heart love until now? Our friends at Bell Shakespeare have brought back everyone's favourite tragic love and couple, Romeo and Juliet. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Well, he's been to Canberra, Western Australia, Queensland, Victoria, Tassie, recently been in the Central West, and are wrapping up a national tour in style, hitting the Sydney Opera House stage from tomorrow until the 7th of December. From Bell Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, we welcome to 2SER Breakfast cast member Brittany Santariga. Morning, Brittany, how are you?
Hi, Danny. I'm good. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here. It must be a very busy time for you. Now, even if you don't know much about this Shakespeare guy, chances are you know the story of Romeo and Juliet. What is it like for you performing in this classic play in a classic location like the Opera House?
Look, it's extremely exciting. We have, as you just mentioned, finished up a very big national tour. So it's a real treat to be able to finish it in the Opera House and share it with Sydney audiences. Very excited.
And who do you play in this classic production?
I'm playing Mercutio and the Prince.
Oh, a couple of roles there for you.
Yes, indeed.
Now, when I say classic production, this is a story that has been interpreted countless times. I'm assuming that you're probably doing something different, putting a new spin on the story of Romeo and Juliet this time around?
Kind of the approach that Pete, our director, has taken with this production and along with the designers is to do a very stripped back version of the show so that we can really let the text and the story shine. So it's a very kind of bare minimal set, black costumes, and just very much focusing on the relationships and the story that we're presenting.
And does that mean you've looked at this work in a new light as a result of this stripped back production?
I think it has very much just made me focus on particularly approaching such a famous character as well, is focusing on the relationships that I have within the play. So focusing on mine and Romeo's relationship and mine and Benvolio's relationship. So I think that that's, and also coming to it as a female as well, that's made me kind of investigate how those relationships contribute to the tragedy of the play. So very much so.
And your relationship with Bell Shakespeare goes back to 2013 when you were awarded the Bell Shakespeare Regional Scholarship.
It does indeed, yes. Yes, from when I was 17 years old.
Oh, wow. What's your journey been like with both Bell Shakespeare and your experience with acting since?
So I've always been involved in doing Shakespeare, how I first fell in love doing acting and with theatre itself. So from, you know, I was only 17 when I first encountered Bell doing the Regional Performance Scholarship. And since then I went to Whopper over in WA the year after going to doing the JBS Scholarship. And then last year was my first time working with the company again since then. So I understudied and played an on-stage swing for King Lear.
Oh, wow.
So it's nice to, I had such a wonderful experience working with them on that. And it's nice to be working with them again on this production. Yeah, it's been such a treat. They're a wonderful company to work for.
Do you have a favourite work of Shakespeare or a particular role that you've always dreamed of playing?
Yeah, I do love Macbeth. Would love to play Lady Macbeth at some point in my life.
Are we allowed to say that name on air?
We're on air. We're not in the theatre. It's all right.
You'd like to do the Scottish play, and I'd like to play Lady Scottish play, please.
Exactly.
after the Opera House, where is the production going? You're still going to be touring around? I know you've had a very, very busy tour thus far.
No, this is it.
This is it.
The final stretch now. Yeah.
The culmination.
Quite sad, but also it's pretty special to finish it here. So I think we're all pretty glum finishing the tour, but it's nice to have this at the end just to, bookend it.
Are you at liberty to discuss what's next on the horizon for you?
not really, but I will be doing a show up in my home state early next year, which is very exciting.
Brittany Santariga, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Just wonderful to catch up with you. And so cool that your journey there that started with Bell Shakespeare back to 2013 has now brought you to playing It's part of the cast of Romeo and Juliet at the Opera House. That is incredibly exciting. You're on from tomorrow, 19th of November till 7th of December. Make haste to bellshakespeare.com.au for tickets for that. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Danny. Nice to talk to you.